KORN News Radio Sports for this Monday, November 17th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Over the weekend, Dakota Wesleyan football ended their season with a 24-7 loss at home Saturday to Hastings. Hastings ran for 252 yards. They scored on four of their first five drives. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan, they struggled on the ground, gaining just 47 rushing yards. Quarterback Jed Jensen threw for 186 through the air. The Tigers avoided the shutout with a late 10-yard touchdown run by Connor Drake. Dakota Wesleyan ends the football season with a 4-7 record. Wesleyan women's basketball, they would lose 80-76 on the road Saturday to 25th-ranked Hastings in their conference opener. Emma Yost led the Tigers with 22 points, while Riley Rosenquist had 17 points and 9 rebounds off the bench. The Tigers will host Morningside at the Corn Palace Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Dakota Wesleyan men's basketball opened up their conference season with a 68-55 road win over Hastings on Saturday. Steele Morgan led the Tigers with 22 points, while Randy Rosenquist Jr. had 13 points and 9 rebounds. The Tiger men, they're 4-2 on the season. They will also take on Morningside Wednesday night at the Corn Palace, the second half of that doubleheader at 7:45. And Dakota Wesleyan volleyball awaits a potential national tournament invite today. The NAIA selection show will be at 4 o'clock. SDSU football, they lost their fourth straight Saturday, losing to Illinois State 35-21. Illinois State scored 28 points in the first quarter, capitalizing on several early SDSU turnovers. Jackrabbit freshman quarterback Jack Henry threw for 254 yards and also led the team with 41 rushing yards. The Jackrabbits now fall to 7-4 on the season, and it looks like they're probably going to have to win Saturday at number 13th ranked North Dakota to have any chance and hope of reaching the playoffs. Meanwhile, USD, they are in the playoffs after they defeated Southern Illinois on Saturday, 53-51 in five overtimes. Quarterback Aiden Bauman threw five touchdown passes. Wide receiver Lorenzo Feener had a career-best three touchdown catches. USD finishes the regular season 8-4, and they're off this week. They await who they play in the FCS playoffs. That bracket will be revealed on Sunday. High school football championships wrapped up over the weekend. Brandon Valley captured the 11-AAA title, defeating Sioux Falls Lincoln 34-27. Brandon Valley's senior running back, Levi Viscurna, had 39 carries for 260 yards and three touchdowns. He was named Joe Robbie MVP. Quarterback Briggs Knutson sealed the win with a late touchdown and two-point conversion. Meanwhile, Lincoln's Brody Schaefer, he threw for 244 yards and ran for 138 in the loss. Sioux Falls Christian rallied from a 17-0 first quarter deficit to defeat Lennox 28-24 Saturday at the Dakota Dome, as Sioux Falls Christian finishes the year 12-0 and they capture their first ever Class 11A state title. And on Friday night, Pierre would defeat Yankton 56-35. Pierre junior running back Porter Hunsley ran for 165 yards, four touchdowns, also had a receiving touchdown. He was the Joe Robbie MVP. Pierre also had a 51-yard Hail Mary just before half. Jaron Deal found tight end Cooper Tewilliger at the goal line, as Pierre had a 35-28 lead at the half. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.